The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Kentucky experienced an uprising of the common man in the recent elections of state offices. When you look at the map of how Kentucky's counties voted, you find a general trend of the more populous counties voting for the Democrat, Jack Conway, for governor, and the less populous counties voting for the Republican, Matt Bevin. Bevin won by 9%. This amazing report shows that when the common man gets out to the polls, they can control the elections even though the more populated areas go for the liberal candidates. I've heard different people over the years make statements like, well, it doesn't matter how you vote, Lexington and Louisville are going to control the elections. Wrong. Not if the common man gets to the polls and votes. This is very encouraging because it shows us that the centers of liberal education, the cities, will not control us if we show up at the polls and vote. With the elitist educators and media tightening the noose around the neck of liberty in recent years, this ought to be a huge encouragement to freedom lovers everywhere to see that it can be thrown off. In this election, common men in and outside Kentucky's cities showed their strength when voting for conservative values. This should stir us to work even harder for the 2016 elections, both state and national, both by praying for Bible-living candidates to rise up and run for office, and by working and giving to help them be elected. The Bible teaches that God delights in taking the common man and doing great things with him. David was an unknown shepherd, but living in the fields had given him much time to reflect on God and His truth. He had tested the Word of God by facing and defeating a lion and a bear who came to destroy his sheep. God raised up this faithful young man of common stock to be the greatest king in Israel's history. Jesus Himself was a carpenter. He was not from the recognized educational circles. He lived as a common man who did uncommon things by the power of the Holy Spirit resident in him. The apostles He called were all from common walks of life. He changed the world with common men. Men taught, indwelt, and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Later in history, God would use common men to give birth to this nation. The Pilgrims were common people who committed themselves to live by the Bible. Their pastor, John Robinson, taught them the ways of God from his rich teaching of the Scripture. It was John Robinson who taught them the reason for, how to structure, and the spirit in which their civil government was to operate. The biblical community they planted in seed form on the shores of Cape Cod would grow into the greatest nation in the history of the world. Remember, the great nation which grew on this continent was planted by common, ordinary men. God promises He will restore our land if we will turn to Him, asking Him to teach and strengthen us to return our families, churches, and local communities back to His order revealed in the Bible. He states in Psalm 50:23, "To him that orders his conversation or way of living aright will I show the salvation of God." Noah Webster, the father of America's original education method, spoke revealing words about the common man. He stated, "Our safety is in the common people, who being more isolated and more independent, are out of the reach of demagogues." As common men, let's resolve to let God do through us the uncommon thing of turning our nation back to Him. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com.